Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an Amen style DJ intro with an automation first workflow. Today we're making something really useful for drum and bass and jungle production, a clean, mixable intro that still feels dark, rolling, and full of movement. The key idea here is that we're not just stacking a bunch of extra clips and hoping it works. Instead, we're letting automation do the heavy lifting. That means we'll shape the intro with filters, reverb, delay, saturation, and a few tension moves so the same core loop keeps evolving as the track goes on. If you're new to this style, think like a DJ first and a producer second. Your intro needs to leave space for another track to blend in smoothly. It should be beat-friendly, controlled, and clear enough that someone can mix over it. At the same time, it should build energy so when the drop arrives, it really lands. Let's set up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to around 172 or 174 BPM. Both work well for drum and bass. 172 feels a little smoother, while 174 has that classic high-energy jungle push. Keep the time signature at 4/4, then create a few tracks to work with. At minimum, you want a drum break track, maybe a kick or snare reinforcement track if needed, an FX or noise track, and optional bass if you want a filtered tease in the intro. Also set up a reverb return and a delay return, so you can automate space without cluttering your main track. For the break itself, the fastest beginner move is to use a looped Amen-style breakbeat sample on an audio track. Warp it to your project tempo so it sits tightly in time. If you want to go deeper later, you can slice it into simpler or a drum rack, but for this lesson, a loop is perfect because it keeps the focus on arrangement and automation. On the break track, a simple processing chain works really well. Start with EQ8, then drum bus, then auto filter, then utility. Use EQ8 to clean up the low end a little, maybe a gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz, and if the break feels muddy, try a small cut somewhere in the 250 to 400 Hz area. Then add drum bus for a bit of energy. You do not need to overdo it. A little drive and crunch can make the break hit harder, but keep it subtle. If the low end gets too thick, reduce boom or bypass it. After that, use auto filter to give yourself the main intro movement. Utility is there to help you control gain if the processing makes the break too loud. Now here's the big concept. We're going to build the intro by revealing the loop over time. Start with the first four bars very restrained. This is your DJ-friendly entry point. Keep the break filtered down so the top end is tucked in, and let the groove sit in the background. If you have a noise layer, keep it very quiet. You want the track to feel like it's starting to wake up, not like it's already at full power. On the break track, add an auto filter and choose a low-pass filter. Set the cutoff quite low at first, somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz, depending on the sample. Then draw automation so the filter slowly opens over 8 or 16 bars. That gradual opening is one of the easiest ways to make an intro feel alive. It's a simple move, but it sounds very musical. A good way to think about the structure is in 4-bar chunks. In bars 1 to 4, the break is filtered and minimal. In bars 5 to 8, you reveal more detail. In bars 9 to 12, you add tension. In bars 13 to 16, you're almost at the drop and everything should feel like it's leaning forward. Now let's add space. Create a return track with reverb. Keep it controlled, not massive. A decay somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds is a good starting point. Use a little pre-delay so the punch stays clear and cut the lows in the reverb return so you don't muddy the mix. Then set up another return track with echo or delay. A time setting like 1/8 or dotted 1/4 can work nicely for snare throws and atmospheric hits. Again, filter the delay so it doesn't take over the whole intro. The trick here is to automate send levels, not just leave them fixed. In the first four bars, keep the sends low, then slowly bring in more reverb on selected snare hits in bars 5 to 8. In bars 9 to 12, automate delay throws on fill hits or accent hits. Then in the last four bars, increase the FX slightly so the intro feels like it's opening up right before the drop. This is where automation first thinking really shines. The same breakbeat loop feels like it's changing and growing, even though the core rhythm is still simple. That's perfect for drum and bass, because the energy comes from movement and pressure, not just from adding more and more parts. Next, let's add a bit of controlled aggression. Drum bus is great for this. You can automate the drive and crunch up a little as you get closer to the drop. Keep boom in check, because in a DJ intro, the low end needs to stay tight and mixable. If you prefer, you can also use a saturator. A soft sign or analog clip style with just a few dB of drive can add grit and attitude. Automate that drive very subtly. In the first half of the intro, keep it gentle. In the second half, increase it a little more. The goal is not to make the break harsh. The goal is to make it feel more urgent. Now add a tension FX layer. This could be a noise sweep, vinyl hiss, dark ambience, a reversed cymbal, or a short impact sound. You can make this with operator, wave eatable, or sample in simpler. Keep the processing simple. Eq, auto filter, reverb, and maybe utility. Start with the FX dark and filtered, then slowly open it up. If you want, and a reverse crash in the last bar before the drop. That's a classic jungle move and it works, because it gives the listener a clear sense that the energy is about to release. A really important arrangement tip here is to avoid making the intro too busy. A lot of beginners try to fill every moment with a new sound, but in drum and bass, the intro often hits harder when it's actually pretty lean. Let the automation create the excitement. Keep at least one element relatively dry and clear, so the groove doesn't get washed out by effects. If you want to add a bass tease, keep it filtered and minimal. You can bring in a res, sub, or rolling bass line very quietly near the end of the intro, but don't fully reveal it. A filtered bass pulse in bars 9 to 12 can work nicely, and then maybe it gets a little more present in bars 13 to 16, but still not full on. Save the real impact for the drop. Here's a clean 16-bar shape you can follow. Bars 1 to 4, filtered break, very little effects, DJ mix-friendly space. Bars 5 to 8, more break detail. Filter opens a bit, some reverb or delay on accents. Bars 9 to 12, tension increases, saturation rises slightly, add noise or a small fill. Bars 13 to 16, full pre-drop momentum, brighter break, stronger FX. Final snare roll or reverse crash into the drop. In Ableton, press it to show automation and work in arrangement view for precise control. Automate filter cutoff, reverb send, delay send, drum bus drive, saturator drive, utility gain, and even device on and off if needed. Keep your curves smooth unless you specifically want a sharp change. Small automation moves often sound more professional than huge obvious sweeps. And here's a pro tip. Level matching matters. If you automate drive or reverb up, don't just let the intro get louder. It should get more intense, not simply bigger in volume. Use utility or clip gain to keep the balance under control. If you're ready for a simple practice exercise, try this. Build an 8-bar intro using one amen break loop, one noise layer, one reverb return, one delay return, and one saturation device. Automate the filter from dark to brighter over the 8 bars. Increase the reverb send in the second half. Bring up the saturation near the end. Then add one reverse crash in the final bar. Do not add extra drum clips. Make the movement come from automation and processing only. If that works, you're already thinking like a strong drum and bass arranger. To wrap it up, the big takeaway is this. A great amen-style DJ intro is not about cramming in as many sounds as possible. It's about revealing energy over time. Start with a tight project at 172 to 174 BPM. Use a strong breakbeat loop. Shape it with filters, reverb, delay, saturation, and drum bus, and automate each section so the intro evolves in clear steps. Keep it dark, controlled, and DJ-friendly, and let the final bars carry the most excitement. That's the automation-first mindset, and it's a powerful way to build intros that feel alive, heavy, and ready to explode into the drop.